Hello. I am so excited to have finally started a podcast. It's been something I've been thinking about this past year, and 2021 is the year of me just doing the scary things. So I hope that you enjoy this episode. This is an interview I did with my dear friend and client, Kelly, and she talks about how life coaching has changed her life and her experience with it. So I hope that you enjoy. Welcome to the Whole Life Podcast with Deanna Marie. I'm a holistic life coach obsessed with all the things to help make your life complete. This podcast will give you actionable tools to help you feel your feelings and start living your life from radical self-love. Okay. Hi, Kelly. Thanks for.
Hi, Deanna. How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you so much for coming on. So just to start, if you could just tell us a little bit about you so we can get to know you a little bit.
About me, okay. I am a children's book junkie. I love children's literature. I have three daughters, and my husband is a high school band teacher. I live in Southern California, where it's hot all year, feels like. And I really like to be creative, and I express myself well with, I like writing and reading and stuff like that. So,
Okay. Yeah, you're an amazing writer. I love your blog and how you write, so
well, thank you.
you should keep
I
that up.
receive that. I accept that.
Yes. Okay, so we've been working together since January, right? Like we started working together in January where we did a group program first, and then we just finished up another group program. So tell me initially,
Different group
yeah,
programs.
different group programs. But tell me a little bit why you decided to reach out and hire me or work with me. Because there are, a lot of different programs, a lot of different like coaches. So what was it that made you decide to jump on board?
I was sort of like a Facebook stalker for a while. I followed your Facebook group, and I got your like newsletter emails. And the people and the things that you were describing were so relatable to me. Like they reflected so much of what I saw in myself or what I felt, but made me sometimes I couldn't even articulate that that was how I felt until I read it and I was like, oh my gosh, that's me, you know? And then your suggested course of action felt really empowering, but also like gentle. Like it was a way to like lovingly push myself. I didn't feel like I was going to be signing up with a drill sergeant or somebody who was going to make me feel bad about myself for my flaws and the things that I wanted to work on. And so that was initially the thing that really drew me to you because I was like, she gets me. I know she gets me. She's my person. She's just like me. And so that was kind of what initially drew me to you and the way you coach and your program.
Thank you. I receive all of that too.
Good, you should.
That's like, yeah, drill sergeant kind of stuff is for sure not my style. I don't like when other people do that, so I'm like, I don't want to do that to other people either. So, yeah. Well, I'm so glad that you decided to reach out and take the plunge there.
Me too,
So,
girl. Me too.
where were you mentally and emotionally before we started coaching together? Like, so if you think back to like January when we first started, and I know we kind of like took a break and then did other coaching, but yeah, if anything stands out to you, like how your life is different now.
So I was really feeling stuck. I was just stuck in this place in my life that I felt like wasn't serving me, but I didn't know how to like break out of it. I felt like I was doing everything that I could do, everything that I knew how to do to sort of break that cycle. Like I wanted to thrive, and I felt like I was just kind of like life was happening to me. I didn't really have any control over, like when you're like stuck in like a riptide or whatever, and you're just like you're there, but you can't get out of it, and you don't know what you're doing. And so I was dealing with some, you know, some trauma issues, some trauma healing, and I mean, which I still am. I mean, it's not something that's ever done, but and just big changes in my life, and some self-love issues. I have felt like I have a lot, like more issues than Vogue. That's what I would always say. I got more issues than Vogue. And so I just felt so stuck, and I wanted to take ownership, and I wanted to thrive. And so that's, I guess, the why I jumped into coaching, was because I felt like that could be like the stepping stone to like get me up out of that sludge.
Yeah. So I know you're still working through things, and I love that you say like we're never done, because that's so true. But how do you feel like, I don't know, do you feel like less stuck now, or like what type of breakthroughs and insight have you gained to help you now versus like looking at yourself now versus at the beginning of the year?
Oh my gosh, I definitely feel less stuck. Do I still have hard days and hard times? Yes, for sure. Do I still have moments where I become a, you know, a lunatic mother, you know, can't handle things? Totally, I definitely do. But I feel like I have developed as a result of coaching and practice. I have a better awareness of my own like state, right, of my own body and my own feelings and how they connect to the world around me. And so that helps me to feel more peace in my life. So like even at the end of a crazy lunatic mother moment, I can stop and I can ground myself and keep that from like escalating into this ruined day, right? I can say, man, that was a hard 5 minutes, or man, that was a hard hour. But then I can like center myself and not let it take over my life. And so I have really, in a lot of ways, learned how to take more control of my life and then to extend myself the self-compassion to accept the yucky stuff that comes in life. Like, man, I'm really feeling shame right now. Oh, that's such a hard feeling. Of course you're impatient. Of course you're feeling on edge, and extend myself the self-compassion to like allow myself to just push forward.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that, because I can totally relate to so much, especially the lunatic mother part. You get me there.
I told you, you're my people. You're my people.
Yes, totally. Yeah, I think that's the like biggest thing that I've learned too with the coaching, was not to spiral out in that for so long and like spiral in that shame for like days or weeks, but like you said, it can just be like that was a rough 5 minutes, and like you can rebound so much quicker. And I love doing that. So tell us a little bit more about like how, like for people listening, like that are like, oh my gosh, that's me. Like, how do you rebound then? How do you get out of that? Like, what practical tools do you use to do that?
So the first is awareness, right? Noticing that like I'm triggered and I'm feeling irritated. And again, goes back to feeling like I'm in control instead of being acted upon. Oh, I'm feeling angry right now, identifying like what it is. And then you know, there's lots of tools that I've learned to like work through that. Like I can identify where it is in my body and describe it and allow it to kind of like pass and like work through me. And then I use that, and I use other like mindfulness tools and techniques, you know, deep breathing, getting in touch with nature, you know, doing a quick meditation to just like bring myself back to like to center, to ground myself. And those are all practical tools that, like I'm still working on. I'm not an expert by any means, but the fact that I can be aware, it allows me to like stop and think before I react. Like I can say, oh, I'm feeling so angry and I feel it in my chest. Okay, I need to stop before I react. And that helps me to feel more peace in my life.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for sharing those tips because I think that's really helpful for people to hear. So, you did mention that you're currently seeing a therapist for trauma right now. Tell us how coaching has enhanced that experience for you and like your growth with your therapist and vice versa, like how therapy has helped coaching and coaching has helped therapy.
So I was really leery. You remember, I was really leery before jumping into coaching because I was like, I don't know if I can take on more stuff to try and work on and practice. Like I'm already doing so much with therapy because, trauma therapy is intense. And it's really draining and taxing. And you told me, you're like, I think you might find that they go together hand in hand, and they completely overlap. Like I would find myself saying things to my therapist sometimes that I'm like, oh, she has no idea what I'm talking about because this is from my coaching group, not my therapy session, like terms and phrases, things that we coin, as we talk. So for me, they really enhance each other because they both focus a lot on like the brain structure and functions, and that helps to, give you sort of like practical knowledge of why things are happening, why you're feeling certain ways, and why you're triggered certain times. And like the functions of the different parts of the brain. So for me, because I'm in trauma therapy and because I also have an anxiety disorder, that's a very real part of therapy for me as well. And so we talk about, function, the purpose, the way, the reason why the brain does the things it does. We talk about that in coaching as well. Also, like body awareness and mindfulness. Like a year ago, if you had said, get in your body and identify where you feel, I'd be like, what are you talking about? Like I feel a cheeseburger, or like what? That was like a completely foreign concept, and so it's really allowed me to like, I've had to connect because I have to do that as I'm, working with my EMDR and therapy. I have to be able to like connect with my body to be able to map, physiological responses, and it's so applicable to, processing emotions and de-escalating and, stopping compound stress cycles, which we talk about in coaching. So, and then probably one of the biggest things is that, with an anxiety disorder, sometimes I feel like my thoughts are like reality, right? Like it is, I had that thought. So that must be actually what it must represent truth. And I mean, that's like the foundation of what we coached and talked about was that, thoughts are just thoughts and they're like separate from your being and who you are, and that you have a choice. You can choose to believe it, and just you can decide if it represents fact, if it represents truth, or you can say, that's not really true, and you can, let it pass by. And so for me, that was like totally revolutionary novel concept that my thoughts didn't always represent truth. Sometimes they do, a lot of the times they do, but I have the choice to decide if they are or they aren't.
That is so powerful. Like, I am not my thoughts. Like, yeah, that was really revolutionary for me too, because it's so crazy how we just were like, oh, I'm a horrible person or whatever, and we're like, that's true. And it's like, wait, that's just a thought. That's not true. I'm not a horrible person. I am just having a bad day or a bad moment. Like, it doesn't define like who I am at my core.
And that was, I think, I Am Not My Thoughts was one of the first things that came out that I saw in one of your newsletters or your Facebook posts. And I was like, what? What is she even talking about? Is that true? Like, I need to get a piece of this because it was so, like it spoke to my heart and my core. Like, I knew it was true, but I never had considered it before.
Okay, so we just finished up our group coaching program, 3 months to love your body and your relationships. We
which I
did, and
was.
I'm so sad it's over.
I know, but we're doing it again in January, and you're gonna be in there again, so I am so grateful for that because honestly, your energy and like your love and openness and like friendliness really helped like ground our group because you just brought that to help the other woman that joined like feel so welcome and loved. And so thank you for being you.
Well, thank you.
So tell us about your experience being in that group and what like were your main takeaways and how I mean we've already talked about like how coaching has changed you, but anything like specifically about that group, if anyone's like kind of interested in joining.
It wasn't what I thought it was going to be, which isn't a bad thing. Like I didn't really know what to expect, but you look at the title, 3 months to love your body and your relationships. I went into it thinking, oh, this is going to help me like love and appreciate my body, because heaven knows I have some body issues. I think most women have body issues, and I thought this is what I'm going to take away from this. But like realistically, I got like 10 times more out of it than I ever thought I was going to. As I watched other people be coached, I was always just, my mind was blown by how I could relate to everything that other people were being coached on. And I was like, we are not that different. Do we have different issues, and do these same struggles take different, like, do they look different in different people's lives? Yes, but the core issue was always beneficial. Even if it was a night that I didn't put forward something to be coached on, I always came away with something new to put into practice in my life, and just like an overwhelming, I can't tell you how many times I came away with just this overwhelming feeling of empathy for the struggles that other people face, and gratitude also for like the connections that I was making with people and with myself, and my spirituality and my emotional health. I just came away so enriched and enhanced every single week. And so my biggest takeaway was probably how similar we all are, like at our core, like at the roots, we're all similar.
Yeah.
And the things that we saw.
Yeah, thank you for that. I especially in like this like political climate, like as we're doing this right now, we just, finished the election and I think just learning that when you see other people like being coached on things, like we really are the same and you can apply that to like even, on a grander scale of like community, like our country, like we really want the same things and we're going through the same things. We just might see them through like a different lens, but we're really like, we really are so much, we have so much in common, and that can help us to not feel alone. Like, it's so easy, when you're so depressed and you feel so hopeless and you're like, no one understands. This is so hard. No one gets this. And like, to kind of just feel like, no. Other people, like they might not know this specific thing, but they can relate in other ways. It's so comforting.
And something else that I really loved was that like the variety of things that we like brought to be coached on. It was everything from like I really hate my body. Like deep down, like I really loathe my body. And some weeks were really like we really dug deep into our psyche and things like that. And other weeks it was like, like I can't get my kids to leave me alone when I'm cooking dinner, and I don't know how to process that. So there was just a really wide variety of things. It didn't feel deep and heavy every week. There was a lot of like levity, but it was still so relatable and so applicable.
Yeah.
Help me with my relationship with Christmas. Help me with my relationship with bedtime. Why do I hate putting my kids to bed? And then there were also really deep down, like, why do I try to please people all the time, and it makes me unhappy.
Yeah. There's like not anything too little or like too big to be coached on, right? Like we can just
coach on all of it. And yeah, I love that. Okay, so just to end, what would you say to someone that like has never hired a life coach and might kind of think so it's maybe weird and or maybe like a fake thing or something, like, but is a little bit curious, like, what would you say to someone that has that concern?
I would say that's funny because, like, to me, it's like a no-brainer. Like, what do you have to lose? Like, there's only benefit to be had, you know? And so for me, I mean, that's kind of where I was. You know, I made the decision that I wanted to do it. And something else that I've been trying to use is the idea of do it scared. Like, even if you're uncomfortable and even if you're unsure and even if you're scared, like, just try and do it scared. And it's okay to admit that you do it scared, but, you know, try it and see. So for me, I'd say, you know, you don't have anything to lose. You only gain.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Kelly. I just love you so much, and I'm so grateful that you allowed me to coach you and trust me, and all of the, it's been so awesome to see your growth, and like, I'm growing with you, and I just feel like it's so fun to like evolve with people. Like, it's just exciting.
It is fun. It feels like a sense of like victory.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's like a vicarious victory, I guess you call it.
Yeah.
So anyway, so thank you. I feel the same way about you.
Thank you. So this is exactly the kind of work that we do in our coaching sessions. So if you want to join us, this week we are starting our 3 months to love your body and your relationships, and we still have a spot open if it's calling to you. Reach out and you can join us. If not, we will be starting another one in the spring, April or May, so stay tuned for that. Also, I am taking one-on-one clients to work with me in a deep dive, really deep dive, even more deep dive than our group for 6 months. So send me a message on Instagram or Facebook or here on the podcast and we can get in touch. Are you on Instagram? Come follow me at @thehealthycreative_ for some more goodness. And you can also subscribe to my email list. There's a link there in my profile for that. See you soon.